Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song! I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steven. I'm Bones, too.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
Wouldst thou like to live deliciously? That's what the goat should be saying.
Buh.
Steve.
What's his name?
Black Phillip.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think his name's
about him.
Vitch.
Yeah, that movie's called The Goat, and
it should have been
in brackets The Last Dance. You know what I'm talking about?
Should have been called The Goat or The Girl.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I got a new bike.
Nice. For Christmas?
It happened right at Christmas.
But unrelated.
It had nothing to do with Christmas.
This is not a red and green bike.
No.
And what was the process? You buy it off someone?
It was a period for the Philadelphia 76ers where they purposely tanked to get better draft picks. But Steve, some people are scared of riding their bike around in the city. But we've got some tips to help people out to make you feel more safe, more confident with city biking. Because I love it so much. I bike around.
One thing a lot of people fear is getting doored with a
car. That's how Jim Morrison died.
So I suggest that a lot of people carry around their own door in order to deflect
whatever
car doors are being opened. So you should bike around, kind of hold it like a shield, like if you were a knight doing jousting
yeah.
But you're holding a door.
Yeah, and then you can door car owners.
Yeah, totally. If they're stepping out of their car, you can just give them a smack, a taste of their own medicine.
That would 100% fling you off of your bike.
Borderline going to be tough to bike holding a door, I will say.
Yeah,
but
I would have to imagine
so
it's at least, what, 50 pounds, right?
Depends on the door. You can use a really flimsy screen door.
Yeah, and like smash it on their head as you bike.
Bonk over their head, yeah. Exactly, and they can bust through it. Little Tweety birds spinning around their head.
Yeah, I think that's a good tip.
Thanks.
I would say my tip is avoid cars altogether as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Try to stay off of the roads. For me.
Okay, yeah.
We were just talking about this before we started rolling. For me, I bike the path.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto's underground path system
for pedestrians. From food court to food court.
Because there's absolutely no cars allowed in there because it's indoors.
And then, it's a guarantee. It's indoors, which means no doors. You're never going to get doored down there. So you don't even have to bring yours. And you can bring a bike on the subway. So it's so easy to bring it down.
You
to
can
the
bring
path.
Your bike on the, yeah, bike down the length of your subway, save some time at the other end.
Yeah.
Get off the subway, bike the path, go all the way to the second city and watch chaos menu disorder up.
That's Steve? That's your biking advice. Go check out the new Second City show.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of plugs, you should plug your ears when you bike around. The city can be so noisy and so distracting that you're going to want to stay locked in. So you can use noise-canceling headphones. You can use earplugs like those ones that swimmers wear.
Oh, I was imagining fingers and you were trying to bike without touching the handlebars.
Yeah, yeah. I used to bike, see how long I could bike for with no hands in high school a lot. You can go really far, actually, turns out, if you're quite reckless. So I could do it with the fingers and the ears. And I don't recommend that for anyone else, though, because I was actually a very advanced biker.
Now, are you worried about visual distractions as well?
Visual distractions can be a problem as well. So get kind of... But here's the thing. You still do need to see where you are to some degree. So I like to have maybe very heavy sunglasses or take regular sunglasses and then kind of put like little screens on them, like they're windows.
Oh, and then you can watch something.
Yeah. Wear Google glasses and then just have a VR of a road.
And my final tip is have a goon on your pegs. Like a hockey enforcer type guy.
Yeah.
That way if anyone tries to step to you, you got back up.
That's very Mario Kart double dash of you.
Oh,
he can
yeah.
throw shit at people as well. In fact, let him hold the door.
Oh, yeah. Get him a door. Get him a hockey stick.
Yeah, forget the door. This guy could beat the shit out of people with a hockey stick on the back of your bike.
Get him a little gun.
Hey, now we're talking.
And then even if no one's stepping to you, he can just fire backwards to give you speed.
That is my favorite box item in Mario Kart, is when they give a full gun. And the Koopa's guy just got a full gun. Yeah. And Wario makes the noises.
Steve, speaking of maybe a gun, we don't know yet.
That's true, and speaking of a bunch of noises.
Would you like to solve a murder?
Oh, yeah.
The victim. Torb. Knife sharpener found stabbed. Oh, I guess not a gun. We know that.
Well,
maybe he was stabbed with a gun. Yeah. Today's guest. John Witness, who found the body. Mr. Witness, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for
nice
being
to meet
here.
You.
Yeah, for the listeners, a black outline is kind
yeah.
of
we
all
can't really
we can
see. You're kind of a shape.
Oh, so yeah. Sorry, I'm in the witness protection program. So while I do want to help solve this murder that happened, I think it's very important I maintain my identity secret.
Oh, so your actual name isn't John Witness.
No, it's John something else, but it's not John or Witness.
And you're in the Witness Protection Program. That means in your real life, you've had to adapt a whole new identity?
Absolutely. I saw a murder before, earlier, crazy circumstances. I was, yeah, in a very high-profile murder case I was a part of. And had to go into witness protection, and then, like, literally, like, 2 weeks in, I see another murder. Like, it's, like, my freaking luck, dude. I don't know what's going on, man.
If I
see a murder next week...
If I was the police, I would definitely start looking into you.
Oh, true. Yeah, no, I could... True, I might be suspicious. But that's the thing, is I'm... The police can't look into me anymore because I'm essentially a ghost, a government-sponsored ghost.
If you went into witness protection after this high-profile murder, you can tell us which high-profile murder case it was that you were involved with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can give you all the clues and the details, but you won't know who I am. All right, yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Right? It's good. Because I'm in witness protection, so... Wait, unless... I don't know who I'm hiding from. But anyways, it was the Titanic submersible. That was a murder. Yeah.
And you were a witness?
Yeah. So I don't know if any of this has been leaked out into public at all. But that was it. I saw it all go down. It turns out they took the batteries of the controller before they went... down the ship. I pissed off cook on the ship, but he was well-connected cook, so he like knows a lot of the cooks throughout the country, so I had to go to witness protection so my food doesn't get poisoned.
So he was the cook on the ship that dropped the submersible.
Yeah,
not on the
yeah.
submersible and itself.
No, he wasn't on the submersible. He sabotaged the submersible. That's why it was a murder. Yeah.
And you saw him take the batteries out of the controller?
Yeah, he took the batteries out. There were two double A's. He chucked them into the sea. Like, they might have even seen those batteries on their way down.
Imagine you're going down.
They were already on their way down.
They look out, and the batteries are still floating outside the window. They're like, if they're out there, and we're in here.
Yeah, then who's this?
No. Uh-oh.
Wow. Now... I'll say this. If you saw him do that, you should have said something.
Oh, well, I did, just after the fact. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know it was a problem at the time?
Oh,
no,
I see.
I thought it was like, I mean, what kind of controller still uses batteries? I feel like everything's like got a USB port charger nowadays, you know what I mean? I thought he was taking them into the future, but I was wrong.
You thought he was updating the controller by chucking the batteries into the sea.
Oh, that's nice of the chef to update their control system.
Hey, wait, so you did, know, did you work on this ship?
I like to see the best in people. Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a ship guy. I don't know if I can be talking about this.
Wait, so like FedEx or UPS? Were you there to like give a package?
Yes, yeah, I do shipping on ships. I work for what's DHL? I'm a DHL guy.
Yeah, oh, nice.
European.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. DHL stands for does heavy. does heavy loads. I lift big boxes. Anyway.
Ew.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's just a weird fact. I like to tell people it's weird. That's why we tell people we're European, because it's a bad acronym. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure, I know what you mean.
But Europe is full of bad acronyms, so that fits right in.
Absolutely. It's time, yeah. Yeah.
So did you bring a package out to the ship this day?
Yeah, I bought some, I brought batteries, funny enough, and he kind of chucked them immediately. I was delivering some double A's out to the ship, but that's the thing is, when you do shipping to ships specifically, yeah, you find yourself on a ship for a journey, a dedicated journey, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm driving a boat to this boat and taking off, like, I'm on that ship. Now I'm hunkered down with the crew. I'm at sea. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sure. Now I guess we should stop talking about this murder and move on to the one we're here to solve.
I'm an open book. I'll talk about any murders. I'm willing to wait to give some crucial details about who I really am in life. I'm just feeling comfortable with you guys. You know what I mean? I want to be honest. I'm John Legend. Anyway.
Wait, John Legend, the DHL driver?
Yes, yeah. I also have a small singing career on the side. Would really not want to talk about that. I'm literally every interview, they're always asking about all the albums and songs I do and stuff. But I'd love to
talk
about.
No one's asking. No one's asking about your heavy loads.
Yeah, the heavy loads I'm doing. I'm constantly doing heavy loads. You know what other
like
company
batteries.
Also has a bad acronym? Batteries is a heavy load. UPS, bad acronym as well, UPS.
Oh, what does it stand for?
Usually people ship. So I forgot it for a split moment. I was thinking about all the lyrics of the songs I sing. I constantly have them rattled around in my noggin that like I can't.
Oh, like what?
Well, this one's a deep cut. Only my real John Legend fans will know about this one. But I think I have a song actually dedicated to the shipping cause of about ships. I like shipping. It's called Traverse. I could sing a few snippets right now, but you know, it's probably not going to sound how I usually sound because of the voice modulation. But yeah.
Well, we know who you are now. You can turn it off.
I wish I could. I don't have the technology. I'm not. It's like the government people set it up before the interview, and they cleared out. They're all at Subway across the street. Oop. Okay. Now I'm giving details about my location. There are cooks after me. But anyway, here's a quick snippet from my song, John Legend Original, dedicated to the cause of shipping, just the idea and sending things. Thank you. I will send you a package. and you shall receive. It will get to you eventually. You only got to believe. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. That honestly didn't sound bad.
Wow. Okay. I'm John fucking Legend. It shouldn't sound bad. You don't have to
the
be
voice
honest
modulator.
About it. I forgot. I completely forgot.
Sounded great.
Okay. Absolutely. Maybe this is like the new anti-auto-tune. I can finally get back at T-Pain.
Oh, you got beef?
What did he do to you?
Oh, you don't know about the legend T-Pain beef? I hate that guy, dude. He works for UPS, believe it or not.
Usually so people ship?
Yeah, usually people ship. Awful acronym. Bad acronym.
It should be, you know, they should be saying always people ship. They want people to be using their stuff all the time, but they're kind of selling themselves short. They're like, I guess some people ship sometimes.
Absolutely. Like, it's believe in yourself. You're a multi-million dollar corporation. Like, DHL believes in ourselves. We know that we can do heavy loads. And we are doing heavy loads. You know what I mean? That's a mantra, an affirmation. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, so he just works for UPS.
Oh, yeah, and there's a heavy on-site, when two different delivery people see each other, you're legally allowed to chuck a package at them. It's fair. And, like, you know, like, things get lost in the mail every year, every day. It always happens, but it's a drive-by package toss.
There was an old ad campaign, I remember, for DHL, and it was always about a guy in brown and a guy in, like, white and purple, and they were, like, too busy competing with each other that the DHL guy would always get his package delivered first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, of course, because that's how it works. DHL for life, baby. But, the most insulting thing you do, if someone ever drive-by package you, and this is why I hate T-Pain, because, I saw him on my route. I found the heaviest item on board, because we do heavy loads constantly. So I got the heaviest load I could, chucked it at his head. He caught it, then delivered that package. He delivered my mail. That's a no-no.
He delivered your load?
He delivered my load. And that's the thing, he doesn't do heavy loads. Usually people ship.
So you didn't even know about his singing career?
Well, he sings? Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
But this is your way to get back at him. Is now sing with a deep voice modulator, which will really put him in his place.
Absolutely.
Or are you just talking about the auto-tune he uses when he delivers packages?
Yeah, he's constantly an auto-tune. He's in the opposite of witness protection. It's witness endangerment. So it's like, when you're witness to a crime, but you're also like low-key kind of responsible, like some bystander kind of effect, they'll actually try and make you a little more annoying in hopes that a crime will happen to you eventually. You know, it's weird. Our justice system is so broken. But, them's the laws.
They'll send your address to the mob.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing is, the mob might not do something. They might. But he's just out there, yeah. So they just tried, but he put him in danger constantly.
Now, were you delivering a package when you found Torb?
No, I was waiting for a package, actually. It was my neighborhood street is where I found Torb. I mean, that's also why I don't want to dox myself too much. I don't want to put myself in danger. But yeah, it was like literally dead in the middle of the street between the subway across from me, Subway Sandwiches, and then my house.
And then, so what street would that have been?
Yonge Street in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. But it's
that's a pretty
street.
Long street.
I won't say where, but it's across from the Subway Sandwich that's on that street for sure, yeah.
And you found him in the middle of the street?
Yes. The stuff full of knives.
He's a knife sharpener. Does that mean he like drives around in one of those like special knife sharpening trucks?
Yes, it's like the if John Legend is an ice cream truck, the T-Pain, the anti John Legend, is a knife sharpening truck, right? It's got a janky ass bell and song. Kids are running away from it in fear instead of towards it in jubilation. You know what I mean? It's a man with weapons brandishing them around in the neighborhood. Yeah, that kind of vibe.
So it was a bad day when he would come around.
Oh, it's not a good day. Not if you're a child, not if you're young and small. No. But for someone like me who has an exquisite collection of knives, it was my second Christmas.
And you're waiting for a package this day? Are you kind of judgmental when it comes to people delivering, or do you only order from DHL?
Oh, no, I'm a FedEx guy through and through. Like, I don't work there, but I like to get my packages.
Exclusively get packages from
the
them.
Purple Promise, absolutely. Man.
Yeah, you can trust it. And it's also like, I don't want to see a coworker come to my door, deliver something to me like that on my day off. Like, I'm not bringing work to home. I'm in witness protection for a reason. I got to be airtight with about every facet of my life, because people could poison me. They could put something in my food.
Sorry, so going back, Torb, you found in the middle of the street in his truck or just laying there loose?
He was loose. He was absolutely loose. Loose and like away from the truck, but also loose in the sense that like he was like, Torb's usually a stiff guy. He's like reserved. This guy, it was like a spaghetti noodle, but that's the thing. It's like he didn't appear to be, he didn't appear to have any injuries anywhere on his body. But like, I come over, I check to see what's, he's like literally stuffed full of knives from the inside. Like someone, like.
From the inside?
Like, he's chock full of knives on the inside. It was wild.
Whoa, it was like, so like.
Like turkey stuffing, or like when you're taxidermy.
Like someone made him eat a bunch of knives.
For sure. That definitely could have, that's a great way to get knives inside.
Yeah, this sounds, it could have been a cook as well.
Whoa. Oh my god.
Tricked him?
Oh my god.
Tricked him, said, oh yeah, this is a hamburger.
And then it's just full of knives. You don't know any better. You gotta trust the cook. You gotta trust what they give you, trust what they eat. That's why I only eat ingredients you don't have to cook. Any meal, I just look at the ingredients. I don't put them together. I eat them separately.
Okay, so a lot of flour, I guess, in your diet.
Yeah, constantly. I love baked goods. What can I say? So constantly, if I want to have like
if you swish around flour and some egg and some sugar in your mouth,
no, then you're cooking it.
You're cooking it though in real time yourself.
True, but I don't want to cook myself and get the attentions of other cooks. You know what I mean? They might sense that I'm cooking out there, feel it coming off of me. So I eat one ingredient at a time, but I still like meals. You know, I'm rich. My songs have done all right. I've made some money. So like I'm eating like 7-course meals every day, for every meal, 7 courses. And some decadent stuff, but one ingredient at a time. So yeah, you know what I mean.
So wait, do Chrissy and I believe your kids also live here in Toronto on Yonge Street?
No, they're out in LA at the regular home. I'm in witness protection, so I'm like hiding out. I see.
They shipped you off here.
Yeah, but we FaceTime every night. I'm constantly checking up on Chrissy. Oh, she's have you seen her on social media presence? She's on top of it, on the ball. Like, she's got a post for every day of the week. It's incredible. I honestly wish she took my last name, because that lady's a legend right there.
Oh, see, I didn't even know she acted. I only know her work as a boat mechanic.
Oh, you're familiar with her boat mechanic work. Yeah. She does love
but she acts
as well.
On the side.
Yeah, she does a little acting, and is it acting? I feel like she's just kind of famous. I don't know.
I don't know if she acts at all.
I only at least know her through her posts. That's how I fell in love. I saw her post something on Instagram. I was like, I like this. I want to send it a heart, but I also want to give her my heart. And slid in the DMs. It's been, we have kids.
Well, I feel like that's just, that's modern day acting. Like, whereas, back in olden times, you might have been in a play, but the only equivalent to that we have now is being in an Instagram picture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's kind of like the theater of today is your own phone and looking back at yourself.
That's so true. Because, like, back in the day, Shakespeare, those actors would perform in the round in the middle of a coliseum, everybody around them. But now you're on your phone, everyone's around, looking at your posts, giving your likes.
How the emperor insane. Might give a thumbs up, you're going to click the thumbs up button on Facebook.
Wow.
We're all our own emperors. Okay, this gives me a track. I've got a whole album just off of that line alone. Oh, my God. Griffin, you're coming with me to the studio, okay? God damn. Wow. Have you gone platinum before? Have you gone platinum yet?
Yeah, is this podcast platinum?
Yeah, I'll check what episodes have gone platinum.
Okay, because you're... Clear some space for a couple more records on the wall. All right.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. Oh, no. Speaking of break, my mic stand. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, hopefully we can figure out which chef stuffed Torb full of knives. We are back on Kill to Death. I'm still here with Steve.
Yeah, that's got to be true.
Steve, how's your January been? We're at the end of January now.
It's been so far my favorite month of the year.
Wow,
that's right.
Is that typically how that goes? What was your favorite month last year?
January. Each one gets worse.
Oh no. Well, I'm glad you're still in
January. Not only does it get worse throughout the year, every year it gets worse too.
Yeah, my best January was the first January I ever lived. I was riding that high for a while.
Yeah, you peaked.
I peaked, man.
Out of that womb.
Rolling over. Back. All that stuff.
The dream. Well, what I wouldn't do to get back in that mind state, right? You know what I mean? Like...
You could do an album from the perspective of a baby.
Oh my, Steve, you're coming with us to the album. Do the album.
Yeah!
You made it, all right? I was on the fence about you for a while, but I like these thoughts.
So great. You're going to do one about how we're all the emperors of today, and then one album then one about how we're all
baby's perspective.
Oh my God. Is this a double disc? Is it both? Because...
Is this
Does
a
us
double
being
disc?
Emperors reflect the fact that we're all babies at the end of the day? Like, I honestly think this is something deep about society. Oh my God, I'm getting a whole band, only babies on every instrument for the baby disc. Just and
well,
then,
that
like,
one will be for the baby disc. Okay,
we could do that one on baby. Yeah,
you know, maybe a track or two on the Emperor disc. Maybe one
if they're
or two.
Good. If they're good.
Yeah, if they got chops. I don't. They
You're
are
paying
babies.
Them for the session. You might as well use them.
Fair, that's a good point. That is a good point, and that's why I brought you into this too. Co-producers, this is incredible. Wow. I mean, has anyone else made the journey from producing a podcast to a world-class album, or are you two about to be the first?
Probably Mark Maron.
Oh, true, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Loves, the
he
guitar.
Did Wet Ass Pussy.
No way. Really? That's incredible.
He came up with the idea of a pussy being wet.
You know, I see that. I see that. I mean, yeah.
He adapted that from his act.
Damn. I'd love to see that studio.
Yeah, the little dangly thing in the back of my throat.
Yeah. Him and Cardi B in the garage. Wow.
My Mark Maron is the exact same as my Wario.
Holy shit.
I never had kids, and I love that.
Guess which guy I am? You won't know. I think both don't have children.
Wario's a great father. I'm saying Mark Maron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We are also still here with, of course, John Legend. You came here under the moniker John Witness. Witness. That's why you've got the voice modulator, because you are technically in witness protection and shouldn't have told us almost anything you have so far.
No, but this isn't going out to the public or anything, right?
This could go platinum.
Oh, well,
we put each
well,
one of these on vinyl.
Perfect.
It's worth it. You, of course, are in witness protection because of your involvement with the Ocean Gate implosion. This, of course, was because you are.
It is incredible that the company's name is Ocean Gate. Like that, like they were just getting ready yeah. for some controversy. Like, yeah, you don't put Kane right. the title, not after Nixon. That's nuts. That is absolutely absurd.
That is unfortunate, but a rare misstep from that company.
Oh, yeah, the rest was sound.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, the rest was malicious. It was all the cook. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, now you are here because of that, because you are a DHL driver, and one of your packages was to deliver batteries to the Ocean Gate ship, where you became part of the ship's crew to do this. You finally gave the batteries to the cook, he threw them into the ocean, and you also saw him throw the batteries from the controller into the ocean. So they put you into witness protection, moved you to Toronto across from a Subway Sandwiches on Yonge Street. I've spent this whole time trying to imagine a Subway Sandwiches on Yonge Street.
Hmm.
I haven't been able to do it yet, but there's for sure one.
There's got to be one.
There's one in the AMC building, but that's technically like it's not on
yeah,
Yonge.
Yeah, no, this one's just on
like
the
right
street.
There.
But if you okay. go north of St. Clair, yeah. Well, there it's not necessarily where I'm at, but... There could be.
But there is one at Yonge and St. Clair that, you know.
Yonge and St. Clair. Okay, right.
Now, you live in that neighborhood, whatever it might be, and your neighborhood knife sharpener was a man named Torb, who would come around in his janky truck playing his scary song, and the kids would run away. He was usually a tight man, stiff. You didn't know a lot about him until you found him laying in the middle of your street, loose. You go up to him. It didn't seem like he had any wounds, but upon investigation, he was the opposite of a Rian Johnson movie, Knives In. And you take a look. He is stuffed. Now, how do you... I'm actually curious here. You find a dead body. How do you end up learning that he's stuffed full of knives?
Well, I gave him a good a jingle. I was shaking him to see if he was conscious.
Gave him a
you know
jingle?
I mean? A good jingle.
You sang him a song?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how I greet everybody. John Legend approaches you, and the first thing out of his mouth is a customized verse to you. I mean, that like everyone loves it. So that is usually how I greet people. I'm sorry I didn't do one before I hopped on this pod.
They do say in First Aid that you should sing "Staying Alive," right, to get the rhythm.
Yeah.
Do they actually say that?
Yeah, it should. It could be good exposure for you if you made a song for also a life-saving, like maybe for the Heimlich or something. There's no song for that. Maybe you could come up with something so
that's
people
smart.
Know how to do it. And then every time someone's choking, they got to sing your song.
Oh, true, true. Okay, yeah, I could do something for the Heimlich. When your throat... is when your esophagus is tight and you cannot breathe. Just listen to the advice of my friend Steve. Get behind them and grab your fist real tight. Give them the Heimlich and they'll be all right. How was that?
That's good. No, I assumed it was going to be more about how to do the Heimlich, yeah. not just, hey, I've got a tip. Do the Heimlich.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was maybe going to be the rhythm to which you would do the Heimlich. But
is it a rhythmic
thing?
This is good. No, but I like your idea of it, because what if there's like a dance to it? You know, like the Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? Or like,
yeah,
you can get that going as a move for the listener. I'm doing like a cool move.
Yeah,
and it kind of looks like the Heimlich, and then people, all right. Are we about to go triple platinum? This is crazy.
Triple disc?
Is this a triple disc?
Emperors. Yeah. Two babies, three? The Heimlich.
The Heimlich. The babies might still play on that depending on how they do. But I'm honestly feeling really hopeful about these babies. Because also, like, I mean, touring with these kids is going to be nuts, all right?
Oh, you are bringing them on tour.
Oh, absolutely. I got to go with the live band. And you go to a show and completely backed up by babies, like the fans are cheering in the crowd. But that's the thing, is the babies are they're screaming
the
even
babies
louder.
Are scared. They're crying.
They're terrifying. the big lights. You the fans got to scream over the babies. It's going to be great.
Now, you said that Torb coming around was like your second Christmas because of your extensive knife collection. Man, the police got to look into you. But... when is the last time you had seen Torb? Had you gotten your knives sharpened recently?
Well, that's the thing, is I had given him all my knives to sharpen, like literally the day before. So I was waiting for him to arrive with the knives back. And that's the thing is, I think they ended up on the inside of Torb. I think
those were your knives?
So your fingerprints are
you
all over
you shake
this.
Him, you jingle him, and you're like, I know that distinctive sound.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's a rare hankle.
Brittany was over recently, and she loves snapping knives to get Brittany Spears. She loves slapping knives together. So I just got used to the, I know how they sound, metal on metal. So you know what I mean? Yeah.
Brittany Spears loves slapping your knives together?
Yeah. That is the thing she loves. And I got to know her because she was in a conservative ship, and that's a kind of ship. And, you know, between me and Chrissy, we love all the ships. He does boat repairs. I do shipping. If a ship's involved, yeah. John Legend's got his fingers in it.
I ship it.
Okay, Steve, please. There's only so much albums that can fit in a CD or...
There's only so many albums that can fit in a CD.
Usually one.
A box set. Just stop saying gold that I'm going to turn into music production.
Platinum.
Platinum. That's the thing is,
Stop saying gold and start saying platinum.
Platinum. Yes.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, I'm getting a Skype call here. Do you mind if I click hello? Beep,
beep. Oh, go for it.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? It sounds like Marge.
No. My homies! How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I know this guy.
Oh!
Who,
I
me?
Know this guy!
Now, I'd recognize that black shapeless blob anywhere. That's John Witness.
Yep,
from across the street, I see that outline through your window.
Yeah, and this is Tony, the local sandwich artist, man. This guy, I mean, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't visit your store because it's assembling too many ingredients. But I've heard, let me say, a John Legend about you. Not that I am him.
Well, they give you my ingredients. The government comes over and they order sandwiches and they bring them back to you and they say we're gonna get something for John Witness as well, and then they just order all the individual ingredients and I gotta put them in little cups for them.
I really
so
appreciate
I hope
that.
You like them, man. I threw in some jalapenos if you want to try those individually.
I will, and that's the thing is I'm going to.
Whoa!
Wow, that is pretty cool. So, wow, a true celebrity. I feel like a private chef.
Chef. I mean, you don't know much about that world as a sandwich artist, or is that sort of a similar venture?
Well, yeah, would you call yourself a chef?
No. Sandwich artist is as far as I got. It's a scale.
Oh, what's the ladder?
Well, the lowest is the eater. That's all you do.
Ha ha.
That's all you do. You only know how to eat. You couldn't flip a pancake if you had a gun to your head, which happens all the time. And that's part of going to school for this, is high pressure situations and you have to cook. So then after that, of course, is heater, which is you can only heat stuff up. That's kind of all you got. That's all you got. And then you graduate.
So still can't flip a pancake with a gun to your head.
Well, you're eating up the dough, right?
The pancake mix?
Yeah.
It's dough, as Homer would say. My boy.
Wait a second. You're not in witness protection too, are you, Tony?
That'd be crazy.
No. You can know my identity. I'm Tony, the sandwich artist. And that's the next one. You go eater, heater, sandwich artist. And then
still
after
can't
that,
flip
it's a
cook, pancake.
And then above that is a chef. No, but to be a sandwich artist, you don't need to make a single pancake. We do a flatbread, which is about as close as it gets at Subway, but without any maple syrup or berries available, it's never going to be much of a pancake.
You got those cookies.
Oh, yeah.
We do have those cookies. You just
That's like a chocolate
me.
Chip pancake.
And you know what I do as a sandwich
Kinda.
Artist? I crumble up the cookies on people's sandwiches.
No way.
if they, regardless of if they ask for it.
It's a little surprise. If they tell me it's their birthday, I put a birthday cake cookie inside and I mush it up.
So do you hate your customers?
Good question.
Is this out of spite?
Those people.
Okay.
I'm so much better than this position, and I'm so much better than this job.
Wait, you don't do that for the little cups of ingredients, do you?
No. They told me that this is for a wink, wink, platinum-selling artist, and they said keep the ingredients separate. I know, but you're not supposed to know who he is, so I wasn't going to say. So let me just say,
sell platinum.
I love your music.
Are you talking to me? You could be talking to the Griffin. He's about to go platinum. You could be talking to either one of us.
And let's just say if you were a Will Smith movie, you might be fighting zombies in a post-apocalyptic world with your dog.
Well, that is clever. That is clever, because I am legend.
Oh!
If I was a Will Smith movie, I'd be Hitch.
I'd be...
Is that what you do? Is that what this pod is? Are you kind of a cool guy who teaches pickup moves to guys? Is that what this show is?
Not exclusively.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Why, are you looking a date?
Yeah, it's, man, I can't get a date. It's crazy out here. And I'm wearing the little gloves from Subway.
Yeah, what you would keep you those on? The plastic gloves?
Yeah, and I still can't get a date.
Oh my God. You want white silk gloves. You want
over top of these?
And you want one white fedora, and you want full white suit.
You don't want more than one white fedora. It's just one, to be clear.
It's just one.
Just one.
That's all you need. That's the brilliance of it.
Wow, okay. So we're all white and a fedora.
You're kind of just describing what you're currently wearing right now, Griffin.
And?
Well, all right, you got there.
Look at all those women's phone numbers written on the walls behind him. Oh my God.
He's kissing all the numbers. He's kissing
all any one of them at any time.
Wow. Also, you know what? The fact you could recognize these as women's phone numbers. You're on the right track, my man.
They've dotted the I's with hearts.
The I's and the numbers?
Yeah. These are made up movies.
The numbers are spelt out.
You've written them out phonetically.
But they all have eyes with hearts. Is it just one handwriting? Clearly one person wrote all of these numbers.
This is looking like a prison cell, to be honest with you.
I think it's fine that my walls are covered in women's phone numbers that I've carved into the walls over and over.
Okay, all right. Well, if you think it's fine.
Do you have any tips for a guy who might spill sandwich sauce on his all-white suit?
Yeah, man, use white sauce. Mayo.
So if literally I accidentally put a little sriracha on there, I just need to cover it with more mayo to make it white again. You're brilliant, man. This show rules.
And then what you do, you show up on the date, and you immediately, you kick things off by pointing at her and going, "You smell like sriracha and mayo."
This is good advice.
If she tries to turn it back on, it's a very whoever smelt it, dealt it kind of scenario. Good luck trying to flip it.
Yeah,
back.
Well, it's exactly who smelt it, dealt it. Now, I'm curious. You must know Torb as well, because he would sharpen all the knives at Subway.
Oh yeah, Torb. He was a knife sharpener at Subway. Though recently there was a horrific, some sort of scene. The police were outside. They set up a bunch of caution tape around a noodled body, and I noticed through the window that it was Torb. So I don't know if you wanted to have him on the show, but he's long dead.
Yeah, we should. He would have been a big help. Crap.
I gotta talk to
our booker.
Yeah, you should get someone with like a Ouija board or like Yeah. And then you could just ask who.
We can do Ouija board is, on my walls with numbers. Any number from the
two letters. That is an album. That's the experimental stuff. I like that.
But yeah, I knew him. He would sharpen all our knives at Subway, and we have a lot of knives at Subway. There's the big ones for the foot long. There's little knives for the 6-inch
ones. But you
have
to use a different size knife.
Yep, and there's a cookie knife, which
you stab up the cookie to crumble.
And that's how I mush up the cookies into people's sandwiches. And I say, here's a happy birthday. Why don't you kick rocks?
Oh, you don't like... Yeah, you're right. I forgot. You hate all your customers.
Yes, I'm above this. I went to pancake flipping school with a gun to my head.
So cooks are violent. It seems like there's some sort of violent kind of secret society angle that these cooks are. You know the society of cooks.
I know the society of cooks for sure. And it's violent. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not really secret. I mean, anyone who's ever is a cook anywhere, anything above a heater, you get to be part of the group. It's a Facebook group. And then we also meet up. Sometimes we have
As
to vote.
Just a sandwich artist, you still get to be part of these groups.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not bad, though I'd obviously love to graduate up to cook and eventually chef.
Are there like
now
benefits?
I have to say, yes, chef.
Oh, by the way, you should talk to Steve.
Why? Because his name is Cook?
Yeah.
Great. A Nepo baby.
Okay, Steve's just weeping.
That really hurt him, apparently.
He knows.
Yeah, he is a huge Nepo baby. You gotta get him as part of your band.
Ooh.
Because your band is babies, right? Yes, okay.
I didn't see that. I thought you were just trying to manipulate. But yeah, he can hit the baby part.
Okay, so we're thinking it was someone in the Society of Chefs who did this.
Whoa.
Because he was filled with knives. He had been tricked into eating knives.
Okay, well, here's the thing. The cooks don't serve.
What?
Like in terms of fashion style?
The cooks are not. Cooks are so last season.
They have a big white suit, but their hat's all wrong.
All cooks should wear fedoras, I think.
Honestly, that
they're so close.
They're so
close
too
to
much
being
air.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, the cook, hell, even if you're a chef, you don't serve the meal. Somebody would have had to convince Torp to eat a bunch of knives. All a cook can do is cook it up.
Well,
he would have need.
He's making a lot of sense right now.
You would need a server to do that.
A server.
Oh, okay. So what servers do you know?
Well, that's the thing. Is when I'm at home alone here in Witness Protection. There's not a lot I can do, so I'm on the computer a lot on an internet server.
Server, sure.
could
no.
it be? No.
Could it be that the internet server told him to do this?
I think he went down a rabbit hole and accidentally got onto knife-eating TikTok. And he was convinced to do this by an online server.
Absolutely.
No, wait a second.
He couldn't help himself.
Or, now I'm realizing, you gave him the knives that he ate. What did you say when you handed over those knives?
You served him the knives.
I.
You're the server.
Oh my God, I guess I am. But I didn't say anything. That, you know, that weird, you know, just normal thing you say to people when you give them a batch of stuff. I said, you got this. It's in you. Because I know he serves the knife. He gives me knives. I guess oh my God, I can't be complicit. No. Not John Legend. Not me. No.
Either you did convince him to eat those knives by saying, you have them in you, or you inadvertently made a wish But regardless, the result's the same.
Oh, God.
They ended up inside him.
And I feel
you
like
you did the one thing you're best at, delivering.
Yeah, delivered him straight down to hell.
Hot and ready.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Kill to Death. It was famous musician and DHL driver John Legend. Wow. Now this, you know what? This is a good subject for an album.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what is?
Being a murderer?
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Okay. Oh, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how about a whole album called I Did It?
Ooh, okay, okay. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I feel like this is going to be a big CD is what I'm worried about.
The CDs get bigger and bigger.
Vinyl.
Well, depending on how many songs are on the CD, yeah.
How many albums could be on this thing? And then eventually, yeah, it'll just have to become a full record.
Like a thick CD. Anyway, yes, this is brilliant.
Anyway, speaking of records, the record for doing our theme song belongs to Zach Aaron, and the record for our art, Mary Jane Schumer. If you have a suggestion for a murder, you can email killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. And if you just want to have a gas online, well, Kill to Death Podcast on Instagram or K2D Pod on Twitter. Steve, what's up?
Well, you done speaking
crying?
Of
crying?
Yeah, I was just crying. Speaking of I Am Legend, of course, there is
I Am Legend. I Am Legend.
What?
A woman named Ann Legend.
Oh, I did not understand.
Me neither.
Well, I think because it was incomprehensible. I think because it was nothing.
That's good.
Sorry, Steve.
And speaking of her, Griffin and I do a podcast without any guests, legends or otherwise, but we do talk about movies. It's called Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie, and it's a fun movie guessing game. And you can play along at home, so play along with us over on Sonar Plus if you're an Apple Podcast listener, or check out the couple in the free feed. And if you like us and if you actually really know us well, we'll just send you a Google Drive link.
The Vitch, another movie.
Mm.
We love films.
Yeah.
You played that game I sent you yet?
Oh, yeah, I did. I had a great battle eventually. I tried a couple and I didn't really understand what I was doing. And then I had one that went forever. That was very fun.
It's good, eh?
It is fun.
Is that the movie
boy,
star movie game?
Cine-Nerdle.
It's called Cine-Nerdle or something, yeah. I like the puzzle ones, too. Because sometimes it's stressful. The battle timer is very stressful, so I can't do too many or I get worked up.
We're going to turn now to John Legend. John, what would you like people to check out?
Check out my extensive discography. Oh! Oh, my voice! It's back! Yeah, check out. I would sing right now, but I guess I just got time to plug. But I'll be out. But yeah, check out the extensive discography, Chrissy Teigen social media. Also, if you like social media, check out Tim Blair. He's also very funny on social media. Also at Sidetrack Show, weekly sketches on YouTube or Instagram. I'd also recommend checking that out. And and check out this brand new album. A thick CD I'm about to drop. Stay tuned.
It's so funny for the plugs, for your plugs, to drop the voice but then stay in character as John Legend.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
Then plug Tim.
He's just someone I'm a fan of.
And he's almost as funny as Chrissy Teigen.
Yes, almost.
And I have Steve. Do you have a segue for me?
Yeah. And for those out on the ocean, gates or otherwise, keep your stick on the ice.
Keep your stick on the ice.
It's water.
and the stick of the controller.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Keep your hand on the stick.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitzky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lohr, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!